Welcome to Executive Leaders Radio, your spot in the corner office, the radio show where executives share their secrets to success. Executive Leaders Radio.
You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-hosts, Ethan Milrod, LiveTech, Meredith Rubel, Maximus Partners, Rory O'Hara, Osperity Private Wealth, Matthew Shapiro, Obermeyer, and Robert Danino, Precision Benefits. And Matthew, could you give us a rundown on who we have on the show today, please?
Sure, Ken, Herb. We're going to start off with Jim Hemphill. He's the founder and a partner at TGS Financial Advisors. Then we have Tim Andrews, the CEO of ASI Central. We have David Sun, CEO and founder of ARC Intermedia. And we'll be wrapping up today with Chris Bailey, president and CEO of Bailey Brand Consulting.
Well, let's get to our first guest, Jim Hemphill, who is the founder and partner of TGS Financial Advisors. Jim, what is TGS Financial Advisors? What are you guys doing?
We are a wealth management firm. What we say is that we help successful families to solve problems and to be confident about their money.
Gotcha. Where are you from? How many brothers and sisters, and where are you in the pecking order?
Born in Richmond, lived a number of places, one brother, one sister. I was the oldest.
Gotcha. 8 to 14. What were you up to 8 to 14 years old?
Moving from Memphis, Tennessee to New Jersey, a huge cultural adjustment, and doing things that kids that age do, but struggling with the Southern accent in Englewood, New Jersey.
You mentioned earlier that you were very into science fiction, Boy Scouts, that you felt like you were the short, fat, and smart kid. And you mentioned that your parents were planning to get divorced, but your mom passed when you were 15. Matthew, you want to give me a hand getting to know Jim, please?
Sure, Jim. You told us you liked science fiction. You got a favorite book, and why?
My favorite book, I would say, is Robert Heinlein's The Moon is a Harsh Mistress.
Why is that your favorite? And what does it have to do with what you're doing at TGS Financial Advisors?
Gosh, that's a great question. My favorite because it's beautifully written. It is lots of stuff happens, and it has a moral core and also just a core of patriotism and a sense of history.
Why does a moral core matter?
Because if you don't have a purpose for what you're doing that is aligned with what's good in the universe, you just get in a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm. Matthew, excuse me, Ethan.
Jim, I'm just curious, with all the stress and difficulty that was in your household growing up, was science fiction a way of escaping?
I would say absolutely, and I would say it still is. There are two things that I can do that turn off my brain and stop me from worrying, and one is reading, and the other is exercise.
Yeah, well, what can you share with others about the importance of escaping in the daily grind of life?
These days, stress and being online and engagement are nonstop, and that's not good for us as human beings. You have to have something, you have to get out in the green world, you have to do something where you are not interacting negatively with the world that we live in.
Mm-hmm. Rory?
Yeah, Jim, you've shared that when you had a paper route, you saw snow days as a chance to earn more money. How did recognizing that time-sensitive opportunity at a young age help you with managing wealth for your clients today?
Boy, that's a good question. So we had one massive snow, one of the clearest memories of my life, and I was out nonstop for 2 or 3 days shoveling. And I made an enormous amount of money, $12, $13, $14. That was a life-changing amount of money at 12 years old. And you just had to get out right away, right? Mm-hmm. If you say, well, I'm going to go shovel snow in three days.
The snow's... What's that have to do with helping your clients nowadays, though?
Because most of the consequential decisions we make about investments occur in a very small window of time. And if you sell out at a market bottom, you never recover. If you chase performance at a market top, you get clobbered.
Gotcha. Meredith.
You know, you describe yourself as short, fat, and nerdy, sort of an underdog kind of personality. How does that impact and how you approach your clients?
Meredith, that's a great question. You have to be kind to people. I think a lot of successful people were underdogs when they were kids. And you can take two things from that. You can take from it that I have to dominate other people, or you can take from that I just want to help other people to be comfortable with themselves all the time, which is what I try to do.
Robert?
Yeah, Jim, you mentioned the green room about your mother passing and you taking on more of a from a brotherly to like of a fatherly role with your siblings. And I just wondered how that impact, how it, you know, what it had on you and as a leader today, how that added to it.
I think it forced me to have a certain kind of nonstop self-reliance. I was in uncomfortable positions. My mom died. My dad had some struggles. We moved from New Jersey to West Virginia, and I had to keep stuff together for my two younger siblings, and I had to keep things together and perform as a middle school and then high school student.
Sounds to me like you took on a lot of responsibility and you're still taking on a lot of responsibility. Ethan, you want to give me a hand?
Sure, Herb. Jim, you mentioned earlier that you were involved in the Boy Scouts. What was your role in the Boy Scouts, and how did that prepare you for what you're doing today?
I think Boy Scouts are the best thing in the world for young people. So it helped me because it gave me a context within which I could be a leader, which was not something that I was aware that I could do. And what I found was that I could help folks. I could set out a goal. I could get things organized, and I could keep people working together. And that was I was good at that to the point where another scout troop borrowed me as their senior patrol leader for a wilderness expedition. And that just changed my sense of who I was and what I was able to do. And the other thing is merit badges are
What
great.
changed your sense of self? What changed your sense of self?
Is that I was the last picked at sports, and in scouts, I was the person who was pretty quickly identified to be the pack leader in Cub Scouts, and the patrol leader in Boy Scouts,
Because you
and then
showed
senior
what
patrol leader.
characteristic?
Say again, please.
Because you showed what characteristic?
I was able to be organized, to know what had to be done, and to set goals for myself, but even more for other people.
What's it have to do with your role as founder and partner of TGS Financial Advisors?
My job is to be the visionary and to set the direction of the firm and to hire really, really great people and then to stay out of their way.
Sounds to me like short and techie and nerdy kids can be successful in life. Sounds like you've ended up that way. Matthew, want to give me a hand?
Yeah, Jim, what was the major pivot point in your life?
I think it was when my mother died, my dad, who had been out of the family, came back into the family, and we moved from West Virginia to from Englewood, New Jersey to Huntington, West Virginia. And it was just
Why?
a
What'd that do to
massive.
you?
I was just totally fish out of water, no support system to speak of, and just had to figure out how to get things done.
So how did you
And
figure out how to get things done?
by doing them. By showing up, and I would say especially by being in situations where I was uncomfortable, and just figuring out that being uncomfortable has nothing to do with whether you can perform academically, athletically, in social situations.
So Herb just asked you if that helped you leading TGS Financial, and you described your role as the leader of TGS Financial, but it sounds to me like you do that for your clients too. Is that fair?
I think that's really fair, and I think that's really important. One of the things that happens in the world is there are lots of people who are super successful, and nobody tells them they've done well. Nobody tells them they're okay. And that's a conversation we have with clients all the time. Just super high achievers who think they haven't done enough. You guys are okay. You're okay emotionally, you're okay financially.
So it sounds like you're being the big brother to your younger siblings with the way you're handling your clients.
I had never thought about it that way, Herb, and I think that's a good way to think about it. If I could be a good big brother, so a peer and also a resource, gosh, that's a great life to have.
Well, it certainly sounds to me like you've taken on that role with you took on that role being a fish out of water yourself, having to steer yourself and helping to mentor big brother, parent, your younger siblings. Sounds exactly like what you're doing with your clients. What's the website address for this organization known as TGS Financial Advisors?
It is www.tgsfin.com.
Man, one more time, www.tgsfin.com.
FIN.com. Tom, George, Sam, Frank, Indian, Nance.
We've been speaking with Jim Hempel, who is the founder and partner of TGS Financial Advisors here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. We'll be back in a moment right after this quick break. Don't go anywhere.
This is Herb Cohen, your host at executiveleadersradio.com. Regarding your career, if you're trying to figure out how to make the most money and also enjoy your career, that's enjoy your career, I mean really enjoy your career and make the most money, you ought to talk to our CEOs. They've got the bird's eye view of where the really profitable jobs are, where the really profitable jobs are going to be, and they're willing to speak with you regarding their vision for the future and where you may fit into it in order to make the most money and really enjoy your career. Email us, consult@executiveleadersradio.com. That's consult@executiveleadersradio.com to get help from our CEOs regarding where you may want to go in your career to make the most money and really enjoy your career. Consult@executiveleadersradio.com.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Paid for by government. The 1986 to 2021 United States Silver Eagle, the first ever U.S. silver dollar minted in 99.9% pure silver and is the best-selling coin in the world. These original and historic silver dollars have ceased production forever. They will never be minted again. For a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government-struck silver dollars are being released to the public. You can own a full pound of original U.S. silver dollar coins featuring Lady Liberty and the Heraldic Eagle, never to be struck again, guaranteed. Call now to secure original United States Silver Eagles by the pound, the first U.S. silver dollars ever to be struck in 99.9% pure silver. Plus, receive a free bonus, an American collector's pack valued at over $40, and free shipping with every order. Call 1-800-560-6468 now to secure your full pound bag of United States Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-560-6468.
You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-hosts, Chuck Zwicker, Weidenhammer, Zach Straws, Brown and Brown, Ellen Rolfing Newmark, and Samantha Wood, Inspire Creative. Let's get to know our guest, Tim Andrews, who's CEO of ASI. Tim, what is ASI? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, we really run the background, technology, trade shows for the promotional products industry. Think merch, think anything with a logo on it.
Gotcha. And you have about 400 employees, 25,000 clients. Where are you originally from? How many brothers and sisters? And where are you in the pecking order?
Yeah, I grew up in southern Indiana in a tiny town, tiny farming community, about 100 people. And I am the youngest of two kids. My brother was 20 years older, same mom and same dad.
And tell us a little bit about the circumstances you grew up in.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. My dad left when I was born, and I saw him very rarely. My mom and I grew up super poor. We were on food stamps and Medicaid, didn't have indoor plumbing until I was in fifth grade. So it wasn't an easy first few years.
So how high is up?
You know, I think high is as high as you jump. You know, I would never have thought I would be in a leadership role in a big company at all, you know, growing up. I mean, what I knew was neighbors and scraping by.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Zwicker, want to give me a hand getting to know Mr. Andrews?
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Clearly, you've come a long way in your journey here. You had to have had influences along the way. Tell me about your mom and what you bring to work every day from her.
My mom was, she never saw something she couldn't go through. She was incredibly friendly and outgoing and was always helpful. Even though we didn't have much, my mom was always willing to help anybody that needed help. And she trusted our neighbors. We had to trust our neighbors. You know, it was not easy, and we didn't have a car. So if I needed to get to a school event or we needed to go buy groceries in the town that was 10 miles away, I really depended on them. And she was incredibly influential in all of that.
What'd she teach you about yourself, looking back now?
You know, I think she taught me that you can do anything. You know, I think she had to figure out a way to raise herself and her son, you know, in a very bad situation. And if you can do that, you can really do anything.
What was your mom doing to make money?
Unfortunately, she was disabled. So we were on welfare. You know, I remember the first check we opened was $12 a month. And my dad gave us $20 every couple of weeks for food and to pay the light bill.
Did you say that she never met somebody she wouldn't go through?
That she wouldn't help, you know, and help
out. Thank you.
Incredibly helpful, you know, and we were in a church and the neighbors were super important, you know, in our community. Really, the neighbors made everything work for us.
Samantha?
So you mentioned being dirt poor, and now that you're knowing that your mom is on disability, what was that relationship like with money and hard work and work ethic as a child? How does that translate into how you lead and building a business today?
Well, I started working as, you know, I think I was 12 years old on farms in the community to make money. And I was also sort of the man of the house because my mom, you know, couldn't get around, you know, she was all really unable to walk. And so I became the guy that would go to the grocery store, fish the food stamps out, take the coupons my mom had clipped out of the newspaper to buy, you know, to buy what was on the list that she created. So, you know, I really had to step up at a very early age, you know, in that role.
So I feel like, does that translate into the money management and having, you know, how does that translate into how you manage the business?
Yeah, I think it probably did. I hadn't really thought about it until you asked that question, but I think it probably did. You know, I always was very organized. I was always gathering information. I wanted to be a journalist at a very early age. I started a little local newspaper in this little town and used carbon paper and typed very heavy, you know, on this little typewriter my brother got me and sold it for a nickel, you know, to the community and gathered that information. And I think that really, you know, helped us, but I was mostly working on farms.
What's the connection between journalism and the fundamental business model of ASI with 400 employees and 25,000 clients?
You know, we're gathering information from suppliers of promotional products, providing that information to distributors that resell the promotional products. It is very similar. My entire career has been around gathering information, putting it in order, and creating analysis around that information.
Zach?
Yeah. So in the green room, Tim, you mentioned, right, ASI, you have 400 employees, 25,000 clients. What does your early connection with community through neighbors, friends, teachers have to do with how you run your company today?
Yeah, I think, you know, I was very dependent on people and I had to trust people to help us, you know, growing up. And I think that is really translated into how I select people we work with, how I treat them. You know, I trust our team. You know, I really give people incredible leeway. I'm there to help them when they need help and advice, but I let them run because I think if you get great people and let them run, you know, the sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Zwicker, what else you thinking?
Tim, just an observation. It's amazing that you have such trust growing up in an environment where things were so unstable. So that's a testament to you. Go back to some influences. You mentioned to me in the green room about a teacher who was influential in your life.
Yeah, a great teacher. You know, I was doing this journalism thing. I was trying to figure out what am I going to do for my career. And I hadn't really thought about journalism, actually. And one of my teachers, who was the newspaper sponsor, said, you should be a journalist, you know, and go to school and go to college, you know. And so I did that. I went to Ball State in Muncie, Indiana. And it was a really pivotal decision for me because I was the first in my family to go to college and certainly didn't have much financial support. But luckily, the state and federal funds were great then, and I was able to go through college without any loans. So that was great, too.
So did journalism give you an outlet? I'll say an escape, but maybe that's the wrong word. Did it give you an outlet to get away from your current, you know, situation that you had to deal with day in and day out?
You know, I think it let me ask a lot of questions and then assess that and put it together in some sort of form I could share with other people. And I didn't have to expose much to myself. I was exposing what other people had told me. And I think that was a very protected way for me to be able to move through early years of life.
Mm-hmm. Did mom get a chance to get an understanding of the success that you've enjoyed in your career?
You know, my mom, I was able to fly out. I was working for Dow Jones at a point in my career at the Wall Street Journal. And my mom was able to fly out, see my apartment in Hoboken, New Jersey, and go into the World Financial Center in downtown and visit the offices of the Wall Street Journal. And it was an amazing, amazing few days together.
How do you think she felt?
I think she was proud, but couldn't really say it. You know, she grew up in an environment where you didn't share your emotions too much. I think she was super happy for me and really unimaginable, you know, growing up with no plumbing and working at Dow Jones, the Wall Street Journal. And it was an amazing, amazing thing for, I think, for her to be able to see with her son.
So you've enjoyed a great deal of, a great enjoyment of personal relationships as well as financial success. Why aren't you retiring? Why don't you just go quit and go live in, and sit and watch TV all the day?
Funny you say that. I'm going to retire in a couple of months. From ASI. And I'm on three boards. I just joined a third nonprofit board. I'm going to be really spending some real time on three boards and three institutions that I have deep connections with and deep beliefs in. And so I'll be shifting from the nonprofit time I'll be spending.
So you're really not going to retire. I mean, you're going to keep yourself rather active. Why are you going to keep doing this? Why don't you just go to Florida or something?
Oh, you know, I think giving back is important. You know, we look around and there's so many people in need. 30 million people in the United States go to bed hungry, you know, at night. I mean, there's so much need to do. And I think giving back is really important. And I look back on my life and I think about all those people when I was growing up who helped me and were my neighbors and the community that allowed me to be successful in ways I could never have dreamed. And so I think I'm on the earth, as I think all of us are, frankly, to give back when we can. And so that's what I want to do.
So this, you're really all about community. Chuck, what else are you thinking there?
Well, there's a theme there, Tim, because I know a little bit about your company, and ASI does an awful lot in the community. So obviously your influence with being helped by your community growing up has a direct tie to you running a company that's so involved in the community as well.
We were exceptionally involved. I mean, we just actually towed it up. Over the 23 years I've been at ASI, we've raised from employees over $3 million that we've given back to community institutions. And, you know, that doesn't count all the food drives and all the toy drives and all the other things we've done.
Mm-hmm. So you're really driven. This is like a big circle for you. It's, you know, you work hard, you get involved with the right people, you give back to the community. You know, you're really driven to complete the circle, aren't you?
I am. You know, I look at my life and I think about the first 30 years when you're sort of getting your footing, the next 30, from 30 to 60 years old, you're really driving hard, you know, assessing your life and doing what you do in business. And then now that this is now my third of my life, right, between 60 and say 90. And those 30 years, I want to spend giving back what I got in the second 30 years.
What's the website address for ASI?
ASICentral.com.
We've been speaking with Tim Andrews, CEO of ASI, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. Be back in a moment right after this quick break. Don't go anywhere.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Plotting and planning and game theory for the 2026 elections. All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. And let's get to know David Sun, founder and CEO of ARK Intermedia. David, what is ARK Intermedia? What are you guys doing?
We are a digital marketing agency. We work for large and mid-sized companies across the United States. And what we help them do is drive revenue and gain online visibility.
Gotcha. Where are you from? How many brothers and sisters? And where are you in the pecking order?
I grew up in a rural little town called Honesdale, north of Scranton. I am one of four. I am second in the pecking order with two sisters and a brother.
Gotcha. And 8 to 14, what were you up to as a kid, 8 to 14?
Well, I mean, one of the most important things was to get outside and play wiffle ball or Nerf football every day. You know, grab the kids in the neighborhood and, you know, 3-on-3 kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that also you were mowing lawns, shoveling snow, and you also evolved that business into doing redoing driveways. So you evolved from one business to another business to another business when you were a kid. What's that have to do with your role as CEO and founder at ARK Intermedia?
Yeah. So I got working around age 12. And like you said, it was cutting grass, shoveling snow. But then, hey, I was like, I need to expand these services because I got some downtime here. So I started tarring driveways. In digital marketing, our world changes every 6 months. And so as CEO, I'm constantly trying to have that vision down the road of what are clients going to need next, what they don't even know that they need, and then try to evolve what that service looks like into a business line.
Gotcha. Rory, give me a hand with David, please.
Yeah, David, you showed tremendous drive at a young age, working, starting businesses, pushing yourself early. How does that entrepreneurial intensity shape the way that you lead ARK Intermedia?
I often feel that if people are going to lead or, you know, follow you, you've got to show them the way. Like, you've got to be willing to do it yourself. And that's what I do. Like, if there's something that has to get done, if there's a new way of doing something, if I'm asking you to learn or research, I do it myself first.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Ethan?
Dave, I'm just curious. Growing up, were you more drawn to observing how people behaved or trying to influence the room yourself?
You know, I won't say that I was trying to influence the room, but often I'd look around and I'd see how something was being done. I'm like, I think there's a better way to do that. And call me nuts or what have you, but I'd always be kind of evolving ideas in my mind of something that can be done just better, different, or cooler.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about how to do things better, right? How does that, relate to what you're doing today for your clients?
I'd like to believe that we are the best digital marketing agency in the United States. And that's the attitude you have to have, right? We work really hard for our clients. So we put a huge emphasis on customer service because that's what makes us different. But in my space, if you're hiring me and you're giving me your budget, you expect me to be on top of the latest and greatest. So in my mind, it's an absolute requirement.
Miss Meredith.
So you mentioned earlier when you were talking about the services that you were delivering, one of the services was digging graves for church. That's a hard thing to do as a teenager. How did that shape sort of the different?
Yeah. So I guess like when I got hired by the Catholic Church to cut grass, clean churches and dig graves, it was my first real-time job, full-time job, I should say, you know, being a student as well. It was a lot of hard work and, you know, you needed to pull your weight. I was the youngest at the time over high school. I worked for the church in this role throughout all my years in high school. I was later appointed as a foreman and I'm working with my high school buddy. So I had to, again, build the respect of them to and to lead them to get them to do what I needed to do. So, again, it's comes back to showing them that you're willing to do it first and get them to follow you.
Mm-hmm. Matthew?
Dave, you played on a travel baseball team. Were you the star of that team?
I wish. So I'm a lefty, and as you know, with baseball, lefties have limited roles. I played lefty. I played outfield, and you know, good defensively. Didn't have a great bat. So when
I
you're
actually want to talk about the limited role that you just said you played, and how did you learn to value what might have been perceived as a limited role on the team?
So, you know, again, when you're on a roster of like 13 to 15, you don't get as much playing time as you'd all want. But I quickly learned that I was part of something bigger. And if I wanted playing time, I needed to work hard for it. And I needed to not disrupt the rest of the team because, oh, by the way, I wanted to play. Of course, everybody wants to play. So you've got to know your role. You got to try to be part of lifting the entire organization higher.
Did someone teach you that? And if not, how did you learn it?
You can't be taught that. You, listen, you either step up or you step away.
Mm-hmm. Robert?
Yeah, Dave, you'd mentioned, you know, all these jobs you did, and earlier you were talking about when you were younger and also, you know, just doing what needs to be, doing what needs to get done yourself if need be. So I guess, how does that to relate to what you're doing for your clients and then with your team as well?
So, first off, with my clients, I'd like to believe I could look them in the eye every day and say, we are doing really good work for you. We are thinking about you above and beyond. In fact, the trick that I have, the way I believe that I can recommend services and direction for my clients is the first thing I do is I put myself in the shoes of the CEO of that company. I act as if that company is my own. What that means is I need to do or make the best possible decisions to drive revenue, to maintain my staff and maintain my own livelihood. When you put yourself in the role of a CEO, the recommendations become pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Meredith? I understand. I was wondering, David, you mentioned earlier that you were that you've been married for 25 years. And I was wondering, what have you learned from your kids that has anything to do with growing this marketing-related digital business?
There's a whole lot there. So first off, take care of your wife. You take care of your wife, a lot of things go a lot better. As far as my kids go, you got to remember, they're starting from ground zero. They are the crudest pieces of clay.
And yeah, what have you learned from them that's helped you?
They will actually come in and ask me questions literally every day. My younger son would come in and say, hey, Dad, what are you working on today? What I learned is sometimes you've got to stop and teach and explain. They don't know. They're just asking, you know, a random question. But if you take the time and really explain it out, you are imparting knowledge and you are helping somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Rory?
Yeah, Dave, what do you take from mom to work every day? And what do you take from your father to work every day?
Yeah, so I kind of grew up in I'm not going to say unique because it wasn't unique in a small town. My mom never graduated high school. My dad, you know, didn't graduate or didn't go to college. He went to WW2 as an 18-year-old. So what I kind of take away is that I knew from an early age that if I wanted to do, I needed to do. It needed to come from me. I told them that I wanted to go to college, which they didn't do. And they were very supportive, but they quickly did say, you're going to have to do it yourself. So partly that's why I was so driven to make money, because I knew that I was going to put myself through college.
Mm-hmm. So Matthew, yeah.
Yeah, you told us earlier something about a neighbor's dad who taught you how to do some stuff. What was that about?
Yeah, just I had this, my buddy's dad, just always kind of tinkering or creating things. Like he created his own company to produce maple syrup. He created his own company to fix lawnmower engines. And while I wasn't the handiest kid, and I'm still not the most handy adult, it kind of inspired me that if you wanted to create something, just go do it.
Are you telling me that's what you do at ARC Intermedia?
In a way, yeah. I feel like I'm reinventing things every day, because I've said earlier in digital marketing, our landscape changes every 6 months. And, you know, from a business model standpoint, I need to not only deliver the best and the newest to the clients, but I got to figure out how that makes sense from a revenue and a business model.
So mm-hmm. kind of what you're doing now is the same as going from maple syrup to lawnmower engines to whatever else you're going from.
Into. Yeah, maybe not as sweet as the maple syrup, but sure.
Mm-hmm. And so it sounds to me like you're really built for your job. I mean, staying on top of stuff, constantly evolving, you know, and what do you figure the best part of your job is, David?
Best part of my job is delivering. Like our clients, they're investing major marketing dollars into us and they expect a return. And when we can come back to them and say, look, based on our recommendations mm-hmm. and based on our strategies and our mm-hmm. tactics, and I mm-hmm. just drove you X amount of business, or I affected your mm-hmm. your business, I made the cash register ring, mm-hmm. that's really good. And yeah. on top of which, you know, just the sheer respect and gratitude that they have back to my team.
So it sounds like, you know, you're a pretty driven kind of guy, you know, pretty results oriented. You know, you don't want the team, you don't want to ask somebody to do something you wouldn't do yourself. You know, you knew you were going to have to pay for your own college. You know, you're really goal oriented. It sounds like that's what you're delivering to your clients, you know, because you're really concerned about the results. You're really concerned about getting them a return on investment, you know, 100%. From the time and the money they've spent with you.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah. I mean, there's thousands of digital marketing agencies sure. across the country. Yeah. But if you don't deliver, you can yeah. you know be the sweetest, nicest guy, and yeah. they're gonna.
What's the website address for this organization known as ARC Intermedia?
Just that ARCINTERMEDIA.com. ARCIntermedia.com.
We would speak with David Sun, who's the CEO and founder of ARC Intermedia, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com. To learn more about our executive leaders, stick around. We'll be back in a moment right after this quick break.
This is Herb Cohen, your host of Executive Leaders Radio. And if you're a business consultant, if you consult to business owners or to business owners' team members, then we'd like to speak with you, because we're getting requests from people all over the country, from entrepreneurs all over the country that are starting and building their businesses, where they're looking for help. And maybe we can help connect you. Why don't you email us at consult@executiveleadersradio.com. That's consult@executiveleadersradio.com, and perhaps we can connect you to folks, to entrepreneurs and their team members all around the country that are looking for help. That's consult@executiveleadersradio.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-915-8003. 800-915-8003. That's 800-915-8003.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion with Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich creamy frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty, yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-fived. Snapped a few too many friendship selfies and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate frosty perfection. So swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen, and let's get to know Chris Bailey, President and CEO of Bailey Brand Consulting. Chris, what is Bailey Brand Consulting?
Well, we are brand consultants, and we help companies stay relevant and hopefully impact their business and build value.
Gotcha. Where you're from, how many brothers and sisters, and where are you in the pecking order?
I grew up in the Philadelphia area, and I am the youngest of three. I have an older sister and an older brother.
Gotcha. 8 to 14. What were you doing as a kid, 8 to 14 years old?
Mowing lawns, clearing snow, going to school, playing sports.
Mm-hmm. And who was the greatest influence on your life? I think you mentioned in the green room was your grandmother. What was her influence on you?
Well, my grandmother lived to be 110, so I figure I've got to work for a while yet with the genes there. But she just really forced a lot of accountability on me, and I think that really translated into my work ethic.
Mm-hmm. How did she go about forcing accountability into you? How young were you? Give us an example.
You know, she would just shoot you the guilt. She'd be like, you know, why don't you do it now as opposed to telling me you're going to do it later?
Mm-hmm. So you're comfortable dealing with people with strong personalities.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many kids were in the neighborhood, and what was your role with the kids in the neighborhood?
We had a ton of kids in the neighborhood. I pretty much would follow my brother around, and so we'd be dealing with a bunch of older people trying to
And come you mentioned that you're, all the kids would end up in your at your house at the end of the day. Ethan, you want to give me a hand with Chris, please?
Hey, Herb. Chris, you're really a changing agent and a problem solver for your clients today. How young were you when you first started fixing things?
Well, I was the handy one in the household, so I was fixing things, you know, or whenever
I can
remember. Do you
remember a time when you were younger that you were fixing something?
Probably as young as, you know, 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm. What does that tell us about you?
Well, listen, I always think of myself as a problem solver, and we fancy that for our clients. And, you know, we always look at, when we think about our clients, we always try to figure out what's valuable to them, what's mattering to them at the moment. And we help them do that. We help them achieve that.
Rory?
Yeah, I want to get back to the accountability and that value. I'm curious how that influenced the way that you help companies build their brands.
Well, the way we look at brands is you really have to start from inside and brand inside and then out. You need everybody in the inside really understanding what the business is about, what the company stands for, what's the real why. And then when they can achieve that, everybody will be, you know, on board and on the same page. So it's similar to the boys in the boat idea.
Matthew.
Chris, I think you're saying that your older brother and sister's friends all ended up on your front yard playing sports all the time. Is that what you're saying?
They did.
And so you're the youngest one out there, I'm imagining. And I'm imagining maybe some of those bigger kids would try to pick on you. Did that ever happen?
Yeah, when you're the young guy, life is about survival. Yes.
What do you mean life is about survival? And how do you go about surviving as the young guy?
You know, you just try to charm the older people and the older kids, and hopefully they won't pick on you too much.
So 8 to 14, you're a little kid out there trying to charm the older kids not to pick on you. Does that have anything to do with what you're doing at Bailey Brand Consulting?
Absolutely. You know, we're about building relationships. Our business has really been built on relationships, and, you know, it just enables them to, you know, us to thrive and get referrals for other businesses.
What were you doing with those kids out on the lawn to make them like you, or at least not pick on you, that you now do for these companies?
Well, I'd figure out a way to kind of find something out about one and try to get the other one to kind of work with each other and sort of a neighborhood networker.
Mm-hmm. A neighborhood networker. And how's that show up nowadays?
Every day. It's really about, building relationships with our clients. I mean, I always tell, my team, go and build the relationship with who you're dealing with, because someday they're going to be running a company.
Mm-hmm. Meredith.
Yeah. I was going to say, what struck me about what Matthew was talking about earlier was that, you know, when you're getting picked on, you can either come out as sort of a fighter or a peacemaker. How does that relate to how you manage your clients?
Well, there's lots of politics in businesses, and listen, we don't, there's no value in us getting involved in our clients' politics. There's value in us bringing our clients together so that they can thrive.
Mm-hmm. So your nature is to try to bring everybody to build the team constantly. Robert, want to give me a hand, please?
Yeah, Chris, tell me a little bit about your parents and what you bring to work from your mom and your dad every day.
So my dad was a printing sales guy, and then my mom was a nursery school teacher. My dad was a funny guy, and my mom was all about accountability, and so I think I bring both parts of that, add a little humor to the day here.
Mm-hmm. Meredith, what else are you thinking?
Yeah, I was thinking, you mentioned when you were growing up, you were playing hockey. What was your position on the team?
I played left wing, and I also played defense.
Interesting. And so, and how did you comport yourself on the ice, right? That's pretty rough. It's a rough sport.
You know, I was that little guy that stepped in between two big guys trying to fight. And I would delay the game and so on. But, I figured they wouldn't hit me if I got in the middle. Mm-hmm. At least I hoped.
Uh-huh. What are you talking about? There's big guys out on the ice who want to get into a rough and tumble, whatever they want to do. And you got in the middle of them?
Absolutely.
Where did you get off? Where did you get the kind of gumption to do that?
You know, I honestly don't know. It was, you know, I liked the people on my team, and I'd be like, geez, you know, let's not get in a fight. So because we'd always end up with a penalty, and then we'd usually be the ones on the shorthanded side. So there was a motive for me. I didn't want to be on the shorthanded side.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you taking on that role of doing that for your team, that feels like what you're doing at Bailey Brand Consulting. You're taking on that role and that leadership for your clients and trying to make them relevant out there in the same, trying to tell their story in the same way that you were telling the story on the ice for your teammates. Is that fair?
That's fair. I mean, listen, it's a crowded world. It's loud and there's a lot of noise and you just need to kind of break through.
Mm-hmm. You think you're ever going to retire, Chris?
Probably not. Why would I? I'm having too much fun.
Wait, what do you mean you're having too much fun? Where's the fun? What's the fun? What are you talking about?
You know, everybody asked me the same question. You know, like, when will you quit? And I said, you know, when I wake up in the morning and it doesn't sound like it's going to be a fun day. So, mm-hmm. What I love about the business is, somebody comes to us with a challenge or something they're trying to solve. And I love the part when we don't really know the answer.
It sounds like what was going on with you being the youngest kid with the sports is you constantly were involved in difficult situations where you had to figure your way out. And you consider that to be the world of marketing, huh? So you've just applied that to the world of marketing, the same stuff you were applying to having to figure out how to get along with the other kids. It's the situation now with the clients. Am I reading that right?
I mean, that's really what marketing is. It's problem solving. You got to figure out how to be different and be relevant.
What's the website address for this organization known as Bailey Brand Consulting?
Exactly what you just said, baileybrandconsulting.com.
We've been speaking with Chris Bailey, President and CEO of Bailey Brand Consulting, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Matthew, could you do me a favor and give me a rundown on who we've had on the air today, please?
We started today, Herb, with Jim Hempel, who's a founder and partner at TGS Financial Advisors. We had Tim Andrews, the CEO of ASI Central. We had David Sun, CEO and founder of ARC Intermedia. And just now we spoke with Chris Bailey, the president and CEO of Bailey Brand Consulting.
Well, I would like to thank my co-hosts, including Ethan Milrod from LiveTech, Meredith Rubel, Maximus Partners, Rory O'Hara, Osperity Private Wealth, Matthew Shapiro, Obermeyer, and Robert DeNino from Precision Employee Benefits for giving me a hand structuring the questions, hopefully providing our listening audience an educational and entertaining show. I'd like to thank our listening audience for listening, otherwise we wouldn't have a radio show. Don't forget to visit our website, it's executiveleadersradio.com. To learn more about our executive leaders, that's executiveleadersradio.com. To learn more about our executive leaders, thank you for joining us today.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.